Okay, today's daf is Vachim, daf Nun Aleph, 51, as we continue in the two blot that discuss Limudim. Because of Limudim, when could you have two Limudim built on each other? So we'll have a couple of Rabbi Yosef angles today. Just the first one talks exactly, just to mention it, we're not going to go through it so much, but if somebody has an Asvin Daraisa at home, feel free, in Klal Yud Beis, he talks about the two unique rules that apply to Kachim. There are two unique rules. Shana HaKasav La'akev, number one, and Ein Lamed Min HaLamed. Those are the two rules. We've already had them. Shana HaKasav La'akev has come up, and this is the main sugya about Ein Lamed Min HaLamed. So what's included in Lamed Min HaLamed? Zer Shava, Kav HaChomer, Binyanav, and Hekish, so he discusses there. Bo yidu bar binyan midos hakadshim to beinim behu shinas laakev v'shein lamedim behen lamed min alamed mahu nikra kadshim linyan midos ha'ela. So I started off with yesterday's shiur. What is called kadshim? So he discusses what. First of all, he says, what's the source of this halacha of shan hakasav laakev or lamed min alamed? Where is the source? He quotes the Tosfos at the beginning of the Masechta. That maybe it's learned from Moses Vasecha Tishrav Yasisa. Or is it Halakha Moshe B'Sinai? So he quotes a number of Nafkamina related to that question. But then he goes through a number of items. Is it Kachem or not? So yesterday we had the fascinating Aruch Laner, who says even Sukkah might be Kachem for this regard. But he discusses Big Day Kahuna. First of all, is that called Kachem? Because it's not a carbon. We said yesterday, only Kachi Aguf, not Kachi Mizbea, not Kachi Bedagabayas. Tosfos said later on that Paraduma is not called Kachim in this regard. So he discusses, first of all, Big Day Kahuna, number one, and he's noted to say that it is not Kachim. Number two, he discusses Bikurim, discussions in Rishonim, whether Bikurim are considered Kachim in this regard. After you bring it, you give it to the Kohen, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you do Tznufa in front of the Mizbeach, it's not like something that you just eat at home. So Bikurim also might be Nechshav Kachim. And then he discusses, what about Nizirus? Is Nazirus considered Kachem? Nazirus, you have to go to the Beis HaMikdash to end one's Nazirus. So is that called Kachem or not? But those are his three paragraphs in the Klal Yud Beis, whether these two Midos, these two unique Midos in Kachem, are what the source is and what is included in their rules. Number one. Number two is the Gra that I said I would start off with. That is a famous question. No, it's a famous. In the world of Gras, maybe it's famous, but if not, I think we mentioned it in Parsha Zos HaBracha Shir 2 years ago, when we actually had a Zos HaBracha Shir. That is, the Gemara tells us in two places, in Baba Basra and in Menachos, that the Torah obviously was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Gemara goes through who wrote every Sefer of Tanakh. But then the Gemara says, what about the last eight Psukim? What about the last eight psukim of the Torah? Who wrote the last eight psukim, including Vayamath Shem Moshe Eved Hashem, that Moshe died? So how could Moshe have written Moshe died before he died? He could have written Moshe will die, but that doesn't say that in the Torah. It says he died. So a lot of times Moshe talks about the future, but he never says I got the past. That is not true. So the Gemara has a debate between Tanoim. One Tana says, you're right, Moshe didn't write it. Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. Wow, amazing. Yeshua ben Nun wrote it. Torah's Moshe is everything up until the last eight psukim. Number one. The other Jesus says, no, how can you say that? Efshar chaser teva, chaser osachas, Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah, missing a letter? Can't be. Moshe must have written the Torah, but he wrote it bidema. Dalin mem ayin. He wrote it bidema. Fine. So how does that answer the question? Isn't it a lie? What do you mean he wrote it? He wrote it bidema. Pashmi's Rashi is when he was crying. When he was crying, so what was he so upset about? Right, he was upset because he was going to die. Okay, so how did that change the fact that it was a sheker? Doesn't change it. So the Marsha tries to say maybe it means that instead of using ink in the Torah, he used tears in the Torah. So it wasn't ksav hamiskayim. It wasn't permanent. So the Mefarshim ask, but you can't lie even on a temporary basis. So what does it mean that he wrote a bedema? So the Gra, against everyone else before the Gra, says, I have a different pshat, what bedema means. Bedema is cut from the words medume. It's from the words, as we know, in Seder Zra'im, when we have truma and chulin mixed into each other, that's called medume. And if there's too much truma, then it's usher for a zar to eat. Medume means mixed up. That's the word bedema means. What does that mean? We know, says the Gra, that this is quoted in the Kol Eliyo, but also in the Pinim, that the Torah existed before the world was created. The Gemara in Pesachim says a number of items that were created before the world, Torah was one of them. Istakel baraisu bara alma. So originally, before the world was created and the Torah existed in its pristine state, the Torah didn't say what we have it said. It didn't say Bereishis, bara lokim, es hashamayim. it was all the letters were all together, and as the Ramban writes in the Hakdama to Brachos, it all spelled out Shem Hashem on some Kabbalistic level. It was all in its pristine Besula state. Only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, he decoded it. He decoded it and said, use these, here's what it is. And also, I put a lot of thank you. I put a lot of hints and halachas in here. Here are the rules for decoding. I decoded somewhat, Bereshis Baruch Hakim, but there's a lot more in there that you have to decode. With what? Kal v'chomer, gzeira shava, binyanav, all of the midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but, says the Gra, the last eight psukim Hashem did not decode. He gave it to Moshe in its mixed up state. He gave it to Moshe. Moshe wrote it, but it didn't say Vayam Hashem, Moshe Eved Hashem. It said all those eight psukim straight with one block, and that was the Torah at that time. Yeshua ben Nun came along and decoded the Torah. But it says the Gra, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the whole Torah, and Yeshua wrote the whole Psukim also. But Moshe got it in its pristine state, still mixed up, and not in the Meduma state, and Yeshua ben Nun decoded it. But the Gra says, that's what all these Yud Gimel Midos, and we have other Brises, that some have less than 13, some have more than 13, but whatever it is, all these Midos are there for us to help decode the Torah. And we should never think of, oh, what kind of drush is that? No, the point is Chazal had certain halachic intuition using these, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. Even the principle of Asmachta, where we say, oh, it's a hint of the Torah. The Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, that Asmachta means that Chazal had halachic intuition. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Then they went back to the Torah and say, you know what? Maybe it's hinted to in this pasuk. But they had that intuition of that's what Hashem wants in the first place. Okay, that is the Gra related to the decoding, the Yud Gimel Midos, which we have been talking about four of them today. So by the way, there's a Yesod that's coming up later in the daf that was worth it just to come today, just for this Yesod. Fascinating. Okay, you'll see. I guess what we just said was also great. Baruch Hashem. Everything's great. I shouldn't say one thing's great over another. It's not fair. Okay, everything's wonderful. Baruch Hashem. Says the Gemara now. Nun Amid Beis, Davar Halamed. We're about 10 lines up from the bottom. So we're going through each one and building on each one. So first we went through Hekesh. If Hekesh is first, what happens with the four items built on a Hekesh? So then we went through Gzeira Shava. What about the four items built on a Gzeira Shava? Then we got into Kal V'chomer. That's what we're still in. If you have a Kal V'chomer, can you have a Hekesh, a Gzeira Shava, a Kal V'chomer, built on a Kal V'chomer. Now we're up to the last one, the fourth one. Davar Halamid b'Kal V'chomer, Moshe Yibba b'Binyan Av. Can you have a Kal V'chomer, and then a Binyan Av, just a comparison, what's called a Binyan Av, I was discussed yesterday, a Mamatzinu, the lowest level comparison. If you apply it here, apply it there too. But anything can knock out a Binyan Av. Any slight chilek, any slight distinction. So could you have a Kal V'chomer and then a Binyan Av? So Amar of Yirmiya Tashma. Let's try to prove it from a Mishnah later on. Where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is later on Daf Samach Tes Amad Aleph, which if you remember we discussed, 7th Parak Zvachim, all about birds. It's all about birds. The Chatos and the Olos of birds. So, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Malak v'nipsei Shreifa, let's say I did Malika. I did the special way of quote-unquote shechting kachim, birds. I did Malika with a Kohen's fingernail. And he comes out that it was a Shreifa. It was a Shreifa. The bird had a problem in its, some part of its body that made it a Shreifa. It was going to die in a day anyway. So, does that Malika accomplish anything? Because usually we know that if something is not shechted properly, there are two things that take place. Let's say I have a nevela. A nevela is, number one, it's usher to eat, but number two, it makes me tame. It's matame b'mago b'masa. If I touch it or if I carry it. That is normal nevela, if something dies without shechita. What if I shechted properly, but there is no heter shechita? I did the ma'isa shechita, but there's no heter, because it was a treifa. So that's what the discussion is. I'll find out if it was treifa afterwards. Right, I checked the animal. I checked the animals. You checked the lungs afterwards. I checked and then I found it to be treif. So malak v'nipsei treifa. Machlokas. Rabbi Meir Omer eino mitama bebeis ablia. Rabbi Meir says, it is not called an avela. The malika did accomplish something. Literally, it does not make you tummy in beis ablia. What's beis ablia? If you remember, it's come up a number of times. A kosher bird that is nisnavla. Nevelas of tahar has a unique way of making me tame. It only makes me tame as I eat it. Nevelas of Tami is Matame Beis Abliya. Right, that's in the it's in Mishnayis and Seder Taris. Nevelas of Tami, that's the halacha. Lamdis, is that a Tumas Negia of touching the inside of my throat, or is it a Tumas Achila, special, nothing like it? That's a discussion in the Achronim. Whether it's a modified Tumas Negia, or something totally new, a Tumas Achila, which does not exist anywhere else. So, that's Tumas Beis Abliya, and here we're talking about a kosher bird that might have had Shechita. Berbi Meir says that Malika of the Nevelas of the Malika of the Oftar does accomplish something, even though it was found to be a treifa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Batame Beis Abliya. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it is Batame. Meaning the Malika did not accomplish anything. Not only is it also to eat, which everybody agrees to, that is us, it's Batame you. Batame Beis Abliya. Rashi says here already, we're going to have the third sheet in a minute, but you see the second to last skinny line in Rashi. Shalosh Machlokas Badavar. Really, there are three sheetas. There are three shitas being in this about this issue. L'Rebbe Meir, achas shchitas ov shel chulin, v'achas melicha b'kachim. According to Rebbe Meir, it doesn't matter if we're talking about chulin or kachim. Mitaros treifasa midei devela. If whether we're talking about a shchita of an oaf, chulin, or melicha of an oaf, kachim, according by either of those, Rebbe Meir says it accomplished something. Shchita, melicha, both accomplish something. It saves you from nevela. It gets rid of the tumah, and it's only usher to eat. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite shita. In both cases, they don't accomplish anything. Shchita and Malika, Shchita by Achulin and Malika of Kachim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, accomplishes nothing. The bird is not only usher to eat, it's metame you. It's Tumas Nevela. And Rabbi Yossi has the chilek. Rabbi Yossi says it works by Shchita, and it does not work by Malika. Shchita's chulin takes away Tuma, while Malika's kachim does not take away Tuma. Those are the three shitas in Meseches Taris, right? The only Mesechta that is also the name of a Seder. The beginning of Meseches Taris also discusses this Tuma, Nevelas of Tahar. Okay, good. So says the back to the Gemara. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, whether Malika accomplishes anything. Rabbi Meir says yes, Rabbi Yehuda says no. What's the source for Rabbi Meir that Malika accomplishes something and removes the Tumah? Amar Rabbi Meir Kavachomer. So as we'll see, this is going to be the example of a Kavachomer leading into a Binyanav. So Kavachomer, step one is a Kavachomer. Ma nevelos behema. Shemetame bebago b'masa. Shchitasa mitaharis treifasa mitumasa. If nevela of a behema, let's say nevela of a cow dies without shchita, so that cow is metame bebago b'masa. Let's say I shechted the cow and I found it to be a treifa, there was a hole in the lung, so it is not mitami mishum nevela. So if a nevelas behema, which can make you, which has very big, powerful, tumah powers, it's mitami yubamaga b'masa, and yet its shchita is metaher, its trefa from tumah. So nevelas oaf, she'ain mitami yubamaga b'masa. Nevelas oaf, which only makes you tummy when you eat it, it's not mitami yubamaga b'masa in the general way. Eino digite shchitasa, mitaher es trefasa mitumasa. So if it applies, if shchitas behema removes tumah, so shchitas oaf surely should remove tumah. That's the Kavachomer. And once we learn shchitas oaf, so now we're going to have a binyanav too, milikas oaf. That's the Kavachomer, and then the binyanav. That's the Kavachomer, now we have the binyanav. Ma matzinu b'shchita, shemachsharta ba'achila, mitaheres treifasa mitumasa. Just like we find by shchita, which prepares, which is supposed to prepare the animal for eating, it is mitar the treifa from its tuma. Sa'af malika, shemachsharta ba'achila, titaher treifasa mitumasa. So to malika should do that too. So that is a kavachomer. We learn kavachomer, shchitas behema to shchitas oaf. Then we have a binyanav from shchitas oaf to malikas oaf. That's the suggested limud. The Gemara just quotes the other shita of the Tanaim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rashi said this was the middle shita. No, daya kinevelas behema tahora. No, it daya kinevelas behema tahora. It should be enough, like it's an avela of a behema. Shechitasa mitarasa v'lo melikasa. No, say the kavachomer dosi the binyanav. It's enough. Who says that it should apply to malika? And that's why Rabbi Yossi has the middle opinion. So isn't that a good shot? That's a good suggestion. You have a kavachomer, then a binyanav. The Gemara said no raya. Vilohi hasam tevi hi mishchita dechulin kaasyan. Really, it's not two steps. It's not that there's a binyanav from Shchitas Of to Malikas Of, and that's built on the Kal Vachomer. Really, this is all coming from where? From the first step of the Kal Vachomer is Chulin, and we're trying to learn Kachim. So therefore, this is holding like the opinion. This rejects is holding like the opinion we had yesterday of not only the Nilmad has to be Kachim, but the Melamed also has to be Kachim, the model, and it's saying you don't have Kachim here. It's Chulin. And therefore, this is not a good source within Kachim that these two Limudim can be built on each other. By the way, the Lashon of the Gemara here fits to the Ar Sameach that we mentioned both in the review shiur and also months ago, where the Ar Sameach says that Shechita is all about being machshir la'achila. Zrika is all about being mechaper. He says that in Hilchos Korban Pesach. We mentioned that last week, but again, here's the language. Shechita is machsharta ba'achila. Shechita is the avoda. You're right, you can't really eat it till the whole avoda is done. But inherently, b'mahus, Shechita is what prepares the food for achila. Okay, that was a try, and it was rejected. A discussion in the Achronim on this, on these few lines, is there a relationship, is there a connection between Nevela and Trefa? Is there a connection between the two? We usually think of these as two different things. What is Nevela? Nevela means an animal that died without Shechita. If an animal was shot, if an animal just died, that's a Nevela. If an animal is shechted properly, but has a different problem, the animal was sick, that's called a Trefa. Is there a connection between the two? So Pashtus, no. Says Reb Chaim, Pashtus, yes. And this was Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Pshetel. He came up with it himself. And after he gave this Bar Mitzvah Pshetel, his father, the Beis HaLevi, said, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Ben Chacham Yismach Av. That's what Reb Soloveitchik quoted, his father told him, that his father, Reb Moshe, said that Reb Chaim gave this Bar Mitzvah Pshetel, and that's what the Beis HaLevi said. It's quoted in the Rosh Hashanah Shiurim, a Berachim Sefer from the Rav on Maseches Shvuis, in Chelek Aleph, page Samach and Samach Aleph. Reb Chaim held, and he brought here, 8 rayas, that Shreifa and Nevela are really Shem Echad. We see it seems to be too different, but it's the same Shem Esser. Many rayas that he brings, even from the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Dal of Hilchos Malchus Asuros, the Rambam says, 2 different Isurim are mitzari for each other. Right? If I have Arla and Chazer, and a half a kazayas of Arla and a half a kazayas of Chazer, and I eat it, I'm not chayiv. Because it's 2 different Isurim are mitzari with each other. But the Rambam says, Nevela and Trefa are mitzari with each other. Mitzari, there's 2 different things. Says the Rambam, Hoel v'trefa t'chilas Nevela hi. Wow, good lashon. Right? Trefa is t'chilas Nevela. What does that mean? It means Nevela is the animal's totally dead. Trefa is, it's on its way. Or the Medrash, Lo soch lo kol Nevela. Ein li ala Nevela. What's the source that you can't eat Trefa? Eliel Nevela, Trefa Minayin, Tabalomar, Nevela, Kol Nevela. The word Nevela in the Torah teaches me Trefa. The question is, Hari Trefa Nesaris Balam Mefurish? Says the Reb Chaim. What is a separate Pasuk in Mishpatim? That there's a Pasuk in Alati to Trefa. What's the Medrash, the Sifri and Rei talking about that is included in Nevela? Ve'alenu Eifo Lahasik, She Yitur Kol Nevela Balalamed is not teaching me a halacha. It's teaching me Lumdis. Maybe it's teaching you a halacha that they can be mitzarif with each other. And he quotes others. One of the rites that he quotes, that other Achronim quote as well, is the Rambam in by Shchitas Akum. The Rambam says, if a goy shechts, what's the halacha of a goy shechts? That's not kosher. A goy can't shecht. He's mufka. But the Rambam paskins that Shchitas Akum is mitaher midei nevela. That's what he holds. Shechita Zakim is it removes Tumas Nevela. It's a Maisa Shechita without a Heter Shechita. But that's enough to remove Nevela. And the Rambam compares this. He says, you think it's so unusual to have an Isser Daraisa Achila without Tuma? What about Trefa? Trefa is not, there's no Tuma by a Trefa, but it's, what does a Trefa have to do with Shechita Zakim? Shechita Zakim is a Nevela. Shechita Zakim is like if the Shechita didn't happen. The answer is no. The Shechita did happen by both. And by Shechitas Akum, it's just like Trefa. It's the same thing. It's a Maisa Shechita without a Chalo Shechita. So he quotes other Rayas, but he quotes in the footnote here that was Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Pshetel. Okay, that is the relationship between Nevela and Trefa. Reb Yosef Engel also talks about this. If you want to look in Asvid Daraisa, I'm just looking around, and I saw this last night, in Klal Tazayin, he also discusses what is the Isser of Beer Inyan Isser Trefa. This tapak yisur treifa ma inyano im isura hu isur mi bachutz kishar isurim veinenu chisaron b'shchita klal. O dilma inyano shebetreifa gazra torah shlo toel bo shchita leinyan achila vavinevelo leinyan achila. So it's basically Reb Chaim's chakira said a little differently. Right, said a little differently. It's he wasn't a brisker, Rabbi Yosef Eigel, but he asked the brisker questions in his own language. Right, that my Rabbi, Mori Rabbi Rosenzweig, always like to say, Rabbi Yosef Eigel had the great questions that all the briskers ask. He is just terminologically laden. He has these great lashonos, but you go under them and you realize he's basically asking the brisker chakiris. That's what he does here. Is treifa something from mibachutz or something from within? And he's just preventing the shchita from kicking in. Okay, so that is nevela treifa. Says the Gemara now, let's try to go to the next one. Dabar halami bevinyanav. This is the last section. So the Gemara says, you know what? Let's do them all together. Maoshe yomar behekesh begzer shavo bekavachomer ubevinyanav. Alright, doesn't have time to go through each one. We've got through each one separately the past 2 days. Does a binyan av work as a step one to any of the others? So the Gemara says, Pshomi achada. I'll answer at least one of them. We're going to try to learn binyan av on binyan av. That's what we're going to try to learn. Mibidei ma amru lon bidam kasher. So you see where this is? Later on, ayin lekaman peidalad. So again, if we become familiar with the prakim, we'll realize, oh, of course this is in peidalad. Why? Because this is all about something going on in the mizbeach. That's puzzle. Does it come down or not? Im alo yerdu, and that's the ninth parak discussion. The whole ninth parak here in Zvachim talks about mizbeach mekadish es aroylo. So that's a quote from here. Mipnei ma amru lon badam kasher. Why do we say if blood was left overnight and it became puzzle, and then you brought it on top of the mizbeach, it doesn't come down? How do we know lon badam kasher? Shahari lon beimuri kasher. Because we know if fats were left after their proper time of burning, and then they were brought up on the mizbeach, that's also kosher, and they don't come down. So how do you know lon bas dam from lon emurin? Lon beimurin kosher. How do you know lon beimurin kosher? Sure, lon bebasar kosher. Because by basar, if the basar shlamim was left overnight, so that's kosher to be on the mizbeach. Not only is it kosher, but the avid, that's kosher l'chachila. Shlamim, the meat is eaten for a day, night, day. So just like the basar is kosher, so do the emurin are kosher. So you see, that's two binyanavs. You learn from basar to emurin to dam. What's the mechanism? There's no psukim here. It's all binyanav. It's just svara. Let's compare them. And the brisa, that's already the raya, but the brisa just continues with other items. Yotzei. Why, if yotzei goes up on the mizbeach, do we say it does not come down? Why? Where, how do you know it's kosher at all? Hovi yotzei, kosher b'bama. Because you know by a bama, there is no concept of yotzei. There are no walls by a bama. So therefore, just like it's kosher, by a bama, it's kosher here too, if it goes up. Tamei, holva hutra b'avodah sibur. What about tamei? Why, if a tamei carbon goes up on the mizbeach, do we say it stays there? Because after all, we know tum is mutter by an avodah sibur, by karban pesach, tum hutra b'sibur. So too, you see, it's a little schmeckle of tahara. I'm not tahara, just like not being bad tumah. So therefore, it could stay. Right, it reminds us of the Gemara in Eir v'daf yud gimel, where Rabbi Meir says, I can be a metahara sheretz with 100 svaris. Right, that's the elu ve'elu gemara. So he says, I can be metahara sheretz with 100 svaris. So even though something's tame, it's a little bit tahara. So here too, right, it's tame, but you know what? It works. Avodah sibur. Chutz lizmano, holom ratz lepigulo. If you have a piece of pigle, it goes up in the mizbeach, it's also in malalo yerid. Why? Because you see it's significant in that you have to complete the entire avodah for it to become pigle. So you see, even during its avoda, as it's becoming pigle, it's accomplishing something. It's significant. So therefore, if it goes up, like that's the Yakrev Amater Kimitzvaso. So therefore, if it goes up the Mizbeach, also, lo yeirid. Chuslam komo, hoobu hukash to chuslasmano. Right, you always have the heckish of those two. Shekiblu psulin vizarku daman. What about if psulin did kabbalat adam and zrikas adam? Why does that get to stay up on the Mizbeach? We're only talking about psulim that would be able to have done avodah sibur, meaning tameh. Meaning somebody who was tameh on rov sibur or tameh, they would be able to do it. Period, semicolon. So that is the raya. So you have a binyanav, build on a binyanav.
Why do you need why can't you go dam to
basar? Maybe a murin or closer to basar, because a murin are both, they're parts of the animal that are flesh. Say, murin or basar, mamasinu, you gotta have. Dam is sprinkled, a murin are burned, Basar is burnt. But once you have a murin, you can compare them within mizbeach. A murin and dam both go to mizbeach. That's what I guess it is. Basar te murin, because they're both burned, and then a murin to dam, because they're both put on the mizbeach. But the Gemara anyway asks, one second, you compared dam from a murin from basar, v'chidan in davar shalo behechshero mi davar shebechshero? How did you compare basar, which is still kosher after it's left over? It's a shlamim. So the second thing, you can still eat the shlamim basar. How could you compare that to a murin, where it became nosar? How could you compare those two? You can't compare something that's kosher and something that's pasul. So the Gemara says that binyanam doesn't work. And the Gemara answers, therefore you learn it from a riboy, and we don't have an answer to any of these questions. Tana mizos, toras ha'ola, riba samichlei. Right, so zosar ha'ola is extra. Rashi explains how the words are extra, and we darshan it out to teach me this halacha. All these words only exclude three items from the halacha vim alu lo yerdu, so everything else is included. Everything else is included, period. Okay, so I don't know why some of the questions ended in a teku, and some of them just weren't answered. I'm not sure. Okay. What? He talks about why some are teku and some are, what? There's a summary, but some questions are unanswered. But sometimes the Gemara says teku, and to some side the Gemara just doesn't answer it. So I don't know exactly what the difference is. Maybe by the ones that the Gemara had a suggestion and didn't answer it, it just left it as the rejected suggestion. But if it never gave, maybe teku is teku. I have to look around. Is teku ever said where in Shas where a question we try to answer it, we don't answer it, and therefore the Gemara just throws up his hand teku? Or is teku always said when the question is just asked? And we answer it. We say, just say teku. I don't know. Got to do the research.
The question is, once you come to these conclusions, is that did they stop trying to make these limudim, or is it that just they couldn't find any examples?
They couldn't find any examples, but again, if you couldn't find if this was allowed, then I doubt they did it. If you couldn't find anywhere, the question is, let's go backwards. How did they find these sources if they didn't know whether they were allowed to do it or not? Right, so it's probably, like you said, working backwards. Right, do we know maybe if they want to do more? Right, the Tanaim, who are allowed to make drushes, have certain drushes that are already from the Mesorah. So if they have in the Mesorah one model, then we could do it elsewhere also. So, but it had to be, they had to have a certain Mesorah of halachos. They had the halachos. Maybe they were just trying to figure out what the source of the halachos were. Okay, beautiful. Says the Gemara, two dots. Shiari hadav v'chulu. We only did 10 lines. Right. My taima. Says the Gemara, my taima. What's the reason? Shiari Adam. This is talking about the halacha back in the first Mishnah. The leftover blood from the paramanasrafim, ziramanasrafim, right? The first halacha of the Mishnah. Back on Daphim Zayin. Shiari Adam. We pour on the yisod, on the which yisod? Yisod ma'aravi. Shal mizbeach achitzon. That's what the first Mishnah here it says in Ezel Makoman. So the Kohen comes out of the Heichal and pours the blood on the Yisod Ma'aravi, the western base of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and if he did it, it's not Ma'akev. Shvicha Shirayim, even of Chatos Pnimios, the Mishnah holds it's not Ma'akev. So my time, how do you know that you're supposed to pour it on the western Yisod? Why, what's the other choice? The other choice is the southern Yisod. That's where most Karbanas, Shvicha Shirayim is on the southern Yisod, right on the southwest corner. Right? There are two Yisodos there. The west one and the south one. So most Karbanos, all the Karbanos Chitzonios on the Mizbech HaChitzon was done on the south side, the south Yisod. But these, coming out of the Heichal, was done on the west side. How do you know that? So my time up. Amar Kra, El Yisod Mizbech Ola, Asher Pesach Ohal Moed. And Rashi has the Gersa of the next three words, Hahu Depaga Beresha. So if we just read the first phrase is, you go to the Yisod of the Mizbech Ola, that is Pesach Ohal Moed. Tosfos says, stop there. What does Pesach Ohal Moed mean? That's telling you the closest one to the Pesach Ohal Moed, which is the one closest to the Heichal, that's the West. Rashi and our Girsa adds in three words. What are those words? Hahu Depaga Bereish. It's the first one you get to, which gives you an impression that it's a Svara. It's not a Limud. If you just had the pasuk, you'd have said it's a limud. It's a drasha. You have to go to the west side, right? That's Pesach Ohal Moed. All of a sudden, our gear says Hotepaga Bereisha. That sounds like the svara of Ein Mavir in Ala Mitzvahs, right? But the Kohen comes out of the Heichal after doing the Zrik is inside. The first part of his bath that he gets is the west. Do it right there. Hahudepaga Bereisha. Ein Mavirin Al Hamitzvahs. So this is the big discussion in Tosfos here and Tosfos in other places. Is Ein Mavirin Al Hamitzvahs really Shayach here? Tosfos says no. Because Ein Mavir Ela Mitzvah says Tosfos, you only find, and this is what Tosfos says here, you only find it when you have two mitzvahs in front of you, and you're choosing which one to do, then you say Ein Mavir Ela Mitzvahs. Like we know, you're supposed to put on your Shel Yad before the Shel Rosh. You have to. And therefore, I should make it that I pick up my Shel Yad first. If I pick up my Shel Rosh first, that's a problem of Ein Mavir Ela Mitzvahs, because you know what? I'm going to have to put it down. Because that's a halacha li'kufa. Luckily, Kufa, you have to put your Shel Rosh down in the Shel Yad. What happens though if I picked up my tefillin before my talis? The halacha is you put your tefillin on first. Because, Ein Mavir Ela Mitzvahs. So you should have picked up the talis first. But if you did it, right now you have the tefillin in front of you. Do tefillin. Says Tosfos. What is that whole discussion? It's two separate mitzvahs. Ein Mavir Ela Mitzvahs is always, says Tosfos, by two different mitzvahs. Look at Tosfos. Fourth to last line in Tosfos. V'yesh lomar, d'lo shayach ein mavir na mitzvos, ela kishayesh shtei mitzvos lefanav. Kigon, dishun mizbeach primis u'menorah. He walks into the heichal, what does he do first? Does he clean out the menorah? Does he clean out the mizbeach ha'primi? O kigon mitzvos kronos, she'eni yodea mehechon yaschil. Or you have different mitzvos to do. Which corner do you do first? You have this each of the four corners. You have the when a coin goes up, chatas. Avalekvoa makom ashvicha shirayim lo kavainan mehaytaima. But I have one thing to do. Where do I do it? So that's not Ein Mavir Ela Mitzvahs, says Tosfos. There, ilav degali kar behedya. That's the pasuk. That's why Tosfos says I don't like those three words. He takes them out. You see the beginning of Tosfos there, third line of Tosfos. Kach birish bekutris. With those words. I'm sorry. Maybe I said it the opposite. Rashi takes out these words. Right? Our Gerson has these words. But some Rishonim have these words. But Rashi takes them out. Right? Because Rashi just says, Yisom Mizbach HaOlah. He agrees with Tosfos here. Sorry. Elsewhere he doesn't. But Tosfos explains, that principle does not apply here. If you look at other Tosfosim, if you look at Tosfos in Megillah, Tosfos says that's not true. We find Ein Mavir Ela Mitzvahs by other context. Tosfos in Megillah on Dav Vav Amid Beis. Tosfos says, why this year in Yad of the Yoma? Machlokas, which month of Adar gets Purim? So we hold that we do it in the second Adar. Why? Mismach Gula Lagula. We want the Gula's Purim to be right next to the Gula's Pesach, 1 month away. But there's another Tata there that says Purim in the first month. Why? Ein Mavir Ela Mitzvahs. Says Tosfos, it's one mitzvah. When are you going to do it? It's just like our context. You have one shvicha. Where are you going to do it? So says Tosfos in Megillah, Davav Mebeis, I think that's wrong. I think Ein Mavir Ela Mitzvahs does apply, even if it's one mitzvah, and you're figuring out when and where to do it. Says the Tosfos then, so if Ein Mavir can apply then, so what do you need the pasuk for? What do you need the pasuk for? Just say, Ein Mavir Ela Mitzvahs. So says Tosfos, quoting the name of Rabbeinu Yehuda, no. Because if you only had Ein Mavir Ela Mitzvahs, let's say you pass by the west side and you got to the south side. Then you would say, okay, now you're here, do the south side. Just like the case where you picked up your tefillin first by mistake. So put on your tefillin. Comes along the pasuk, says, no. It's ma'akev. This Ein Mavir is ma'akev. You gotta go back. It's like the Shel Yad before the Shel Rosh. Even if you violated, you gotta go back. You don't say Ein Mavir now. That's what Tosfos says there. Nafkamina, halakha l'maisa. Fascinating. Machlokes Ramah and the Karban Asanel. In Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. What's the laning? Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. So we know it's Rosh Chodesh, first three aliyahs, then you have Chanukah, the fourth aliyah. First three. What happens if you messed up? What if you start doing Chanukah? The first aliyah is Chanukah. So the Ramah says, in Hilchas Chanukah, you have to stop. You have to stop. Says the Ramah, you have to, here's the Ramah, in Tav Reish Pei Dalid, the Ramah says, in Tav Hiskel Lekros B'Shal Chanukah, Tzorach Lahafsik Lekros B'Shal Rosh Chodesh. You gotta stop. Gotta stop and read Rosh Chodesh. Why? What's so crucial? Because Tadir overrides Ein Mavirin. That's the basis of the Ramah. Tadav Shedah Tadav Tadav Kodem, so you lay in Rosh Chodesh, and that beats Ein Mavirin. You're already laying in Chanukah. So that beats Ein Mavirin. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here, Tosfos of Kiva Eger on Mishnayos, Bikiyas Nifla. He says, you look at the Karban Asanel on the bottom, not just the Rosh, the Karban Asanel on the bottom of the Rosh, he had Bikiyas in. You look at the end of the Karban Asanel in Megillah, the Karban Asanel quotes from our Gemara, Araya against the Ramah. Why? Because the whole discussion of Ein Mavir Ela Mitzvahs, so therefore, you should pour the Shricha Shirayim on the western Yesod. But what do you mean? All Karbanos are poured on the southern Yesod. So Tadir, if Tadir overrides Ein Mavirin, you should go pour everything on the southern Yisod. That's Tadir. And not worry about the western Yisod of Ein Mavirin. Haraya, that Ein Mavirin overrides Tadir. And therefore, if you happen, you're supposed to lay one, but if you lay it in Hanukkah, don't stop. So the Tozer Kivager on our Mishnayos quotes that Karbanos Anel against the Ramah based on our Gemara. Unbelievable. Anyway, no. Okay, says the Birke Yosef. The Birke Yosef quotes Akasha. What happens? He goes in Afkamina between the Tosafim. What happens if you have your Shabbos talus and your weekday talus? And you picked up the wrong one. So he says it's an Afkamina between the two Tosafim. And then he says, who do we paskin like? Listen to this Yesod. The Birke Yosef quotes it in Hilchas Tzitzis, but he quotes it's a Yavshel Shlomo. I looked it up. The Yavshel Shlomo says, we have a Mesorah. That if you have Tosfos saying something in the big Masechtas and Tosfos saying something in the little Masechtas, you go by Tosfos in the big Masechtas. Tosfos Zvachim and Menachos both say Ein Mavira doesn't apply to two different, only applies to two different mitzvahs. Tosfos in Megillah, it's a little Masechta. Tosfos in the big Masechtas has more authority than Tosfos in the little Masechtas. Unbelievable, you saw. Where does he get that from? I looked up the Yavshel Shlomo. He doesn't quote a source. It's the Yavshel, I'll tell you where it is. We're going to look it up. Yavshel Shlomo in Yevamis, Perek Dalet, Simen Lamed Dalet. Why? Because Tosfos, in the big Masechtos, we have a Mesorah that's the Tosfos or Rabbi Eliezer Bituch. Tosfos Tuch. So an authoritative Bali Tosfos. So Zvachim and Menachos beats out Megillah, and he says, Yuma's, what's big, what's small? What, just the Moed ones are small? What, Harius has the least authority? I don't know, but he quotes it. Unbelievable. Omeachas shekein naktinan betosus tzvachim imanachas v'yuma lo mashkechinan betosus megillah. Unbelievable. Anyway, that's the Birke Yosef. That's the episode I was talking about before. That is that. Okay, related. There's more to talk about Ein Mavirin, but we'll see at the end if we have time. You didn't think I'd say that today. Okay. You didn't see Daman Beis yet. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, El Yisod Mizbacha Ola. Rashi points out there are three extra phrases of Ola, where it says, by Chatas, El Yisod Mizbach, it could have said. And it says, Ha'ola, extra, three times. We know it's the outer Mizbach. That's what you're doing, the regular Chatos. So, what does that exclude? Three things. El Yisod Mizbach Ha'ola, V'lo Yisod Mizbach Ha'pnimi. Don't think that you pour any of the Shvicha Shirayim onto, even by avodas that you do bifnim, you pour the Shvicha Shirayim on the chutz, not pnim. El Yisod Mizbach Ha'ola, the next one teaches me, Ein Lo Yisod L'Pnimi Atzmo. Next one teaches me, there is no Yisod. Not just, don't pour it on the Yisod, but there is no Yisod. There is no base going around on the Mizbach Ha'pnimi. El Yisod Mizbach Ha'ola, third one, Tein Yisod L'Mizbach Shal Ola. The third one teaches me, even by the Karbanos that don't discuss Shvicha Shirayim, but you learn them to always do Shvicha Shirayim on the Mizbeach HaOla, on the outer Mizbeach. Right? Those are the three limudim. So said the Gemara, maybe the third one should be different. Oh, Eino Ella, Mizbach HaShal Ola, Yehel Yisod. Maybe no. Maybe it's teaching me something about the Zrikas themselves. We know, let's say by a Karban Ola, you have to do two Zrikas, Shtayim Shein Arba, two diagonal corners. Which corners do you do? Do you do northeast, southwest? Or do you do northwest, southeast? So maybe that's what the halacha is teaching me. You have to do it on the corners that have a yesod. You have to do southwest and northeast. Because the southeast corner does not have a yesod, as we're going to learn in next week. That bezek was cut off on the southeast corner. Maybe that's what it's teaching me. That the zrika itself has to be done in a place where it's going to go down to the, it's going to sprinkle down to the yesod. So Gemara says, no, Amar Yisrael Kavachomer. You know that from a Kavachomer, so you don't need a pasuk to teach me that. Which Kavachomer? As follows. Two possibilities of the Kavachomer. Uma Shirayim She'ein Machaprin Tun in Yesod, if Shvicha Shirayim, which it does not bring any kapara, but it does need Yesod, Tchilas Ola, the original Zrikas of the Karban Ola, She'mechaperes, Eino Dinshetun in Yesod, surely it should need Yesod. So therefore, you don't need the pasuk to teach me that Shvicha Shirayim goes on the Yesod, so therefore, you don't need a pasuk to teach me that the Zrikas are done on corners which have a Yesod, and therefore it's empty, the pasuk is extra, to teach me that you do Shvicha Shirayim by all other karbanos. Amar Rabbi Akiva, or a different version of the Kavachomer. The Gemara later on will talk about what's the difference. What's between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael? Mashi Rayim She'ein Machaprin. Ve'ein Bo'in Lekapara. Tu'una Yisod. He has in that phrase. So Tichilas Ola She'mechaperas. Uwa Lekapara. Ino Dinshetun Yisod. So therefore, we know it from a Kal v'chomer. So, imkein matam alam al yisom ezbach ha'ola. So what is yisom ezbach ha'ola teaching me? Tein yisom ezbach ha'ola, period. So it's teaching me all by all karbanis, where it does not say shvi ha'shirayim. So it is learned out from here, period. So now we're going to quote a couple of lines of the Brisa. First one for today. Amar mar, el yisom ezbach ha'ola v'lo yisom ezbach ha'pribi. You don't, you only do shvi ha'shirayim on the outer mizbech and not on the inner mizbech. Habibay le'legufay. I don't understand. You need this pasuk to teach me that Shvi'cha Shirayim is on the outside. How can you say that it's excluding you, Bedavka, don't do it up Pnimi? No, it's coming to teach me specifically you do it on the outside. Lugufe. So Gemara said, no, Me'asher Pesach O'al Moi Nafka. No, you already know that you have to do it on the Chitzoni from that phrase. So therefore, this phrase must be telling you emphatically that you're not allowed to do it on Mizbech Pnimi. Continuing, El Yisod Mizbech Ola. So what do we say that means? Tein Yisod L'Mizbech Shal Ola. That means, Tein Yisod, that do Shvicha Shirayim on the Yisod by other Karbanos. Why? De E Saka Daida Kid Akasiv. If you want to say, we should only say the Pasuk is teaching me as it is written. What is that? It's written by the Seir Nasi. By the seer of the king. So, do you want to say, oh, it only teaches me Shvicha Shirayim by that karban? So then, Hani Lamali. No, these words would be extra. These words of Yisob is Machaola. Why? The next word is taken out. Lishirayim. You're telling me that the seer of the Nasi has to have Shvicha Shirayim on the Adam is Be'ach? So, Shirayim Habroi Avilu. The whole avod of a seer Nasi Adam is Be'ach Achitzon. So, what's the Havamina that you do it anywhere else? So it can't be teaching me its own, only for its own carbon. V'chitim, and if you want to say no, da'afich mafich, maybe you would have thought, you switch. Dibroi l'gavoy, u'degavoy l'baroi. All the ones that have the avoda in the heichal get the shvicha shirayim out on the Adam Mizbeach. Anyone who has the avoda on the Adam Mizbeach gets the shvicha shirayim on the Adam Mizbeach. That's what I might have thought. Gemara says, ha'ein lo yisod l'pnimi asmo. There is no yisod to the Mizbeach ha'pnimi. So what's the havamina that I would do the shvicha shirayim on the Mizbech HaPnimi? There is no Havamina. So therefore, it must be that this Pasuk is teaching me Shvi HaShirayim by other Karbanos. That is what we learn. And the Gemara is going to say here, Darshan, the next line of the Brisa. So the Tosfos on top here says, what's the Havamina? We had Rabbi Akiva Shita before once, back in the first parak, but the Mishnah that he's in is later on, that anytime Dam is brought inside, it becomes Pasul. Dam Chitzoni, that's brought in the Hegel, becomes Pasul immediately. So what's the Havamina here that you do the Avodah on the inside? So Tosfos, no, maybe that would have only been Dam Shebol Chaper before the Zrika. But maybe Shvicha Shirayim, which doesn't accomplish anything anyway, that wouldn't have become Pasul. Right? The more delicate it is, the more it becomes Nifsal. Shvicha Shirayim, says Tosfos, the Yeshloma, the Shirayim, Ein Mechaper in Lurabi Akiva. V'lo Karina Behu Lechaper Bakodesh. So therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Just to end off, so I could say that at least once in my life, I've come back to something at the end when I said, let's come back to it if we have time. Just to note, I've mentioned this many times, but it's just a great piece in the Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss in Parshas Vayera discusses the four principles that seem to overlap. And he says, Achronim, put them together, even though if he thinks in Chazal, they're Meduyak. And those are Zrizim Akdim and Lemitzvahs, Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, shihuye mitzvah lo mashhinan. Those are four similar concepts, but he says he thinks each one is meduyah. Zriza makdim ala mitzvahs, he thinks, is where near a bir alachazu. To call hecha shemutal al ha'adam lakai mitzvah she'etzam asiyasa hu atachlis hanirza v'lo totso seha tzarech lizdaris b'kiyuma laharos godel chibasa. If the focus of a mitzvah is the maisa and not the totsa'a, so then you do it in the morning. Zrizim Akdim L'Mitzvahs. Why don't you have Zrizim Akdim L'Mitzvahs by weddings? Right? We don't do a wedding as early as we can in the morning. Zrizim Akdim L'Mitzvahs. We do a bris mila early in the morning. What about a wedding? So he says, because a wedding is all about the result, being married. He's assuming that there's a maisa mila also, besides the creation of being mahal. But that's what he says by Zrizim. He says, whatever, there's a maisa to be done. What about shihuye mitzvah lo mashinon? He says, that's always found in a place where you're worried that if you don't do something now, you're never going to do it. Cases of yibam and chalitza. Do the yibam now, even if the older brother's not here. Maybe he'll never get here. Just do it now. Shihuye mitzvah lo mashinon. That's by that. What about chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? He says, that's always where you have an ikers man to do a mitzvah, and a b'diyevitz man to do a mitzvah. It's always better to do shiuy mitzvah lo bashidon, like Hector Chalav and Veivarim. Better to do it today. And we do it even if it's Shabbos, even though you can do it later. Shuhiyah mitzvah lo mashinan. And finally, Eimah v'yirna la mitzvahs, he quotes, well, this is the discussion of the Tosfos that we had today. Does it apply by one mitzvah? Right? That's the machlokas between the Tosfosim and the Mesechtes Gedolos and the Tosfos and Mesechtes Megillah. Right? That's the question. Tosfos in the Mesechtes Gedolos says, Eimah v'yirna only applies by two mitzvahs. The problem is Megillah. Right? It applies by Purim. And you find it by a couple of places also. By Zmana Mitzvah, by Makama Mitzvah, and by Beis Mitzvah. Anyway, but that is his shita of the four principles, that even though, even Rishonim, he says, use one when they really mean the other, but he says if you look in Chazal, he thinks that it's Meduyuk when these four principles are used. Okay, we'll stop here. And Be'ez Hashem, we will continue with Ezeo Makoman, Be'ez Hashem, next week on Sunday. Everybody have a good Shabbos. Although this year, the Parsha year is up, the Sefer Mitzvahs is up, and the review on Zvachim, the first four prakim, is up on OU.org. Feel free to take part.